Blog Talk Radio.
For SCW Radio for over the last 3 years now, the voice of SCW Entertainment, the owner and promoter of SCW Entertainment, and in my opinion, surefire Hall of Famer, Sean Van, joining you live as your host of SCW Radio. As always, like we say, it is Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., and I think every SCW fan knows exactly what that means, because each and every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., we are right here on blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. For another edition of SCW Radio. Now, guys, with that said, we do have a lot to cover. It is WrestleFest season. It's the biggest time of the year for SCW Entertainment. Me being the guy who the buck currently stops with, I definitely have a lot on my plate. So you're welcome for getting some time out of my day to get on here and do this radio show with you guys. So once again, you're welcome. And with that said, let's go ahead and tell you guys in the next half hour to 45 minutes, however long we deem to take, depending on what happens, where you can get in touch with yours truly, Sean Van, to voice your opinion or criticism or pose a question, whatever the situation is, how you can get in touch with me. We can talk about that right here on SCW Radio. Now, with that said, first and foremost, if you head on over to blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment, you can click on today's event, which is the September 30th event. And you will see a live chat launched where you can get in this chat room. You can ask your questions, leave comments, what have you. We'll address that right here live on SCW Radio. Also, if you would like to, if you're on Twitter, you can live tweet us during the show. We're on Twitter at SCW Greenwood. So send your questions, comments there. We'll address them live on SCW Radio. And finally, my personal favorite way, for anyone out there to get in touch with good old Sean Van here on SCW Radio, you can do so by calling our studio line at the following number, 713-955-0804. Once again, that number is 713-955-0804. So there you go, guys, three different ways you could be a part of SCW Radio this week if you so choose to. Now, with that said, I think everybody knows what we're going to be talking about this week. It's been a big week on social media for SCW Entertainment. There's been a lot going on. It is WrestleFest, the absolute biggest show of our calendar year. And that's what we're going to go ahead and start talking about right now, guys, because we are 25 days away from the 7th annual WrestleFest. And before we start getting into this year's events, just to give you a little backstory, a little history lesson, for those of you who don't know what WrestleFest is and how much it means to a lot of individuals in the SCW locker room, to a lot of SCW fans, maybe you're a newbie joining us, let me just talk to you a little bit about WrestleFest. WrestleFest started off as an idea back in 2008, a year before it ever came into fruition, to get the best wrestlers from around the state to come together and have one super show. And the show was so very successful that it spawned a sequel, spawned another, and another, and another, and another, and another. And each year it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, to the point now where it is SCW Entertainment's flagship show. It is our number one event throughout the year. SCW Entertainment pulls out all the stops at WrestleFest each and every year. I don't believe there's ever been a WrestleFest where a single fan left the show feeling as if they didn't get their money's worth. I don't think that's ever happened. And, you know, love me or hate me, I am who I am, and I'm going to do what's best for this company. You damn sure won't be leaving WrestleFest 7 saying that as well. So let's talk about it, guys. It's 25 days away, Saturday, October 24th at 3 o'clock p.m. Once again, a little bit early, but it is an outdoor venue, and we have to definitely have the show before it gets too dark. Once again, like I said, Saturday, October 24th, 3 o'clock p.m., SCW Entertainment returns to the Burton Center's Miracle League Field at 2605 Highway 72, 221 East in Greenwood, South Carolina, 29649, for those of you out there using the GPS. Every time SCW Entertainment comes to Burton Center, in the past, we went for WrestleFest 6 last year. We came back for Blaze of Glory 6 back in April. And every time we go to the Burton Center, not only do we pack the house, but we have a show that is forever remembered. In my opinion, last year's WrestleFest was the best show this company has ever had, point blank. If you go back to Blaze of Glory earlier this year, some of the biggest shocking moments and memorable moments came from that event. The Miracle League Field, there's something special about it, and when we are there, SCW tends to put on a show like no other. You combine that with last year's WrestleFest, with this year's Blaze of Glory, into WrestleFest 7, Miracle League Field, it's going to be a hell of an event. Now, let's talk about some of the specifics here, guys. Like I said, it's the biggest event of the year for this company, the 7th annual show. Tickets are only $5. We have knocked down the $8 ticket prices for adults to $5. Kids, we used to do 6 through 12, would get in for $5. No. Anybody from the ages of 6 years old all the way up, you get in for $5. You can't beat that price. The hottest ticket in town in Greenwood, South Carolina. And, of course, kids 5 and under still getting in for free. Also keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, concessions will be on sale. Drinks, snacks, SCW merchandise, T-shirts, DVDs, those will all be on sale as well. Also, we're going to be having a Halloween costume contest for the kids. We don't want to see any adults coming out in their costumes. We don't want to see that. And that's more to you, Banana Baker and Wide Load. We don't want to see you guys coming out there in your little costumes and trying to win some prizes. So, no, don't do that. However, we want to see the kids come out, Halloween costume contest, prizes on the line, and there's going to be probably a lot more things that are still being worked on right now that we're going to be announcing in the coming weeks, not just in the way of matches, but in the way of alternate entertainment at this event. So it's definitely something you don't want to miss. Now, with that said, let's talk about some of the matches that have already been announced for this huge event, and we'll talk about the one first that was announced most recently. The Professor Murdoch versus Jackson Carter in a loser leaves SCW match. Now, I know a lot of people may have been taken surprised by this match. However, I had a one-on-one meeting with the Professor Murdoch, and he laid it all out in front of me. He wanted to come back to the SCW roster. He had taken a sabbatical after things went so horribly wrong for him at Still Standing, losing the tag team titles, cashing in his ace in the hole privilege, only to come up short and not become the heavyweight champion. He attributes losing the tag team titles, obviously, to TJ Boss and Jackson Carter, to Jackson Carter. He also attributes Jackson being in his head in between those matches when he had just that moment to sit in the locker room and think about what was going on. He attributes that loss also to Jackson Carter. The Professor Murdoch has said it. Jackson Carter is a Professor Murdoch wannabe. And if you look at the facts, it's kind of hard to dispute that from my vantage point. Professor Murdoch and Jackson Carter both coming up into SCW Entertainment by way of the XGR training camp, both individuals going for the tag team championship. Professor Murdoch is insulted by Jackson Carter and feels as if there's only room for one Professor Murdoch, and that is the Professor Murdoch. So he has challenged, and Carter has accepted this loser leaves SCW match at WrestleFest. You got to think, you're talking about the Professor Murdoch. In my opinion, one of the greatest performers in this company is willing to put his career on the line if Carter does the same, which he has agreed to. Jackson Carter has only had 2 matches, period, not just in SCW Entertainment, period, in the history of his wrestling career. In his first match, him and TJ Boss would win the tag team titles. In his second match, they would retain the tag team titles. This is the very first time that Jackson Carter has ever had to go alone. No TJ Boss in his corner to tag in. One-on-one against the Professor Murdoch, I believe Murdoch has pulled Carter's punk card, and Carter is in over his head. We're going to find out at WrestleFest 7 what happens when these two men enter the ring. One of them, it will be their last time entering the ring. Also, ladies and gentlemen, one-on-one, Ben Wright versus TJ Boss. This one's very near and dear to my heart. And I said last week on this broadcast, should Ben Wright do what I know he can, not only defeat TJ Boss in the middle of the ring at WrestleFest 7 and embarrass him, but also finish what he started at CyberSlam, finish that shoulder, finish the cranial area in TJ Boss's career, and I will personally hand deliver a number one contendership to Ben Wright for the SCW Heavyweight Championship. He'll get the very first shot after WrestleFest, and I can promise you that. Now, also, something that was made in addition to this match this past week, a lot of talk going on between the co-general managers Brian White and Kevin Anderson, and especially myself, the owner and promoter of SCW Entertainment, and my assistant Scott Pierce. So this is what we proposed, and this is what's going to go down. At WrestleFest 7, in the Ben Wright versus TJ Boss match, myself and Scott Pierce will be at ringside in Ben Wright's corner. And in addition to that, since I always act fairly, I don't think anyone could ever just could jump over that one, TJ Boss, you're going to have the co-general managers Brian White and Kevin Anderson in your corner as well. So nobody can say the odds aren't even. Nobody can say there's any trickery or underhandedness being pulled. That's what's going down at WrestleFest. And, of course, the main event that has already been announced. And I got to tell you, Dean Richards, they call him Mean Dean. He is the SCW Heavyweight Champion. And for the last 2 months, going on three now, he has been trying to prove his mantle as SCW Heavyweight Champion. Dean Richards is a guy who a lot of people, there was a 50-50 split. You had one side that said he wasn't ready. You had another side that said it was overdue. Dean Richards has a lot of proving to do to a lot of people, whether they are fans of his or detractors of his. There's no denying that Dean Richards is a great competitor. I won't take that away from him. But can he stop the 6'8" giant who, as in the last several months, has been on a slippery slope to, I'll just go ahead and say it, complete and total insanity? You're talking about a 6'8" giant who is mentally off his rocker, who will hurt you in that squared circle. Dean Richards is a fighting champion and an incredible technical wrestler with great abilities. But those abilities are only going to get you so far when you run up on someone the likes of Anderson Strong. The SCW Heavyweight Championship is on the line in that match. The crowning jewel of this company is up for grabs in the main event at the biggest show of the year. Coming off Anderson Strong losing the Internet Championship without ever being pinned at CyberSlam, he is angry. He is off-balanced. And he is a monster. Dean Richards, he is coming for your championship, and the only thing you can do is fight, scratch, and claw, and hope that you can leave WrestleFest as the SCW Heavyweight Champion. But I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I try to be as little bit of bias as I possibly can on the show. I try to have a little bit of journalistic integrity. But I got to tell you, not only am I rooting for Anderson Strong in this one, I honestly have to put my eggs in the basket of Anderson Strong. And I'll tell you, I honestly feel this company is at a point where it doesn't need a champion such as Dean Richards, someone who will pick his opponent up after a match and shake his hand. We don't need that at SCW Entertainment right now. We need someone like Anderson Strong, who is going to continue to pulverize his opponent after the bell, just to prove not only he's the best, but he's the baddest this company has to offer. That's the kind of champion we need in this company, and that's the kind of champion that I would like to promote. Now, three matches right there, guys, already signed for the big event. And I got to tell you, more matches being discussed, being, you know, I don't want to give away too much in what I say here, because I'm a part of every single solitary meeting that is going on about WrestleFest right now. I'm very hands-on, very involved. But I will tell you this. There will be returns at WrestleFest, not just from those of you who already know about it. There will be some things going on. And I do want to make an announcement right now before we get into taking some callers. I want to make an announcement right now, and we're not going to unveil anyone's identity, albeit the champion will in this match. We're going to make an announcement right now for WrestleFest. Take it for what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, at WrestleFest 7, Cat Daddy will be making his very first title defense of the SCW Internet Championship in a four-way ladder match. Now, The individuals who will be a part of this ladder match have yet to be determined and will be announced on SCW social media accounts in the coming days and weeks, so definitely keep your eyes and ears peeled to social media. Now, before we start taking callers, which we're about to do here momentarily, I want everyone to be able to know where you can find SCW Entertainment on social media and on the internet. So with that said, really quickly before we jump into calls here, we're going to list some URLs and links for you guys to go to if you want to check out SCW Entertainment. Of course, our official website, you can find that at scwentertainment.com. Also, guys, you can find us on Facebook by searching SCW Entertainment or a direct link at facebook.com/SCWEntertainment09. Also, you can find us on Twitter at SCW Greenwood. Of course, our YouTube channel at youtube.com/SCWEntertainment. Also on instagram.com/SCWEntertainment. Each and every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., we are right here at blogtalkradio.com/SCWEntertainment for SCW Radio. And, of course, our Tumblr account still open at south-carolina-wrestling.tumblr.com. So there you go, guys. With that said, there's no reason why you can't follow, friend, like, share, what have you, SCW Entertainment all over social media, all over the World Wide Web, and keep up with what's going on. Now, with that said, we do have a couple of callers here in the queue, so we're going to go ahead and start taking some calls now. But before we do, really quickly, want to give out that guest call-in number one more time, guys. For anyone out there who is interested in the calling SCW Radio this week, that guest call-in number is 713-955-0804. Once again, that number is 713-955-0804. Also, guys, keep in mind, you can live tweet us right now with any questions, comments, concerns, what have you. Live tweet us at SCW Greenwood. We'll handle your questions there. Or you can head on over to blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. Click on today's show, the September 30th event, and we are live chatting in there as well. So we're going to go ahead and start taking some callers now. With that said, caller, last four digits, 8182. You're on SCW Radio. Who are we speaking with? Caller, 8182. Oh, caller, 8182. All right, well, if you're going to just call in and you're gonna just play music or whatnot, you know what? We don't have time to deal with this kind of immaturity. We don't, you know, this isn't exactly free for us. You know, we do have to pay for the time we are here on Blog Talk Radio. So, you know, you're just going to call in and you're going to keep doing this nonsense. Hey, you know, that's on you. But we're not going to handle that here at SCW Radio because we're going to handle some actual business. So with that said, we're going to go ahead and take our next caller, and unfortunately for me and everyone out there who is listening to this broadcast, it is none other, than an individual who calls himself an SCW superfan. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now being joined by the wide load himself, Chris Weidman. You there?
Yeah, I'm there.
That's unfortunate.
I'm here.
So, wide load, you called in. I assume you have a point to make, no matter how invalid it may be, so go ahead.
Yeah, I heard you were going to be at Ben Wrong's side at WrestleFest, right?
If you're referring to Mr. Wright, yes, I'm going to be in his corner along with Scott Pierce. Do you have an issue with that?
No, I don't, but I got my eyes on both of y'all. If y'all interfere, y'all going to get it.
What? From who? You?
No, TJ. Who cares? And his other backup.
Well, let me just stop you there and let you in on something. Scott Pierce has managed SCW Heavyweight Champions. Okay, he understands what to look for in talent. All right, Scott Pierce is a former general manager in this company, a former senior official, a Hall of Famer. That man knows what talent's about. Now, you look at me, I'm the owner and promoter of this company. Former SCW Heavyweight Champion, former Tag Team Champion, four times if you want to count, former ex-champion, a definite surefire future Hall of Famer, and I know what to look for. And I can tell you Ben Wright is going to come out on top in this match. If you look at the other side of the equation with TJ Boss, you have Brian White, just look at him. That's all I need to say about that. And you have Kevin Anderson. Just look at him. That's all I have to say about that. It's almost unfair for Mr. TJ to have such horrible backup in his corner, but he wanted it, he selected it, and that's what's going to be going down. Now, do you have anything else to add to this conversation, Wide Load?
Well, I've seen Paul Heyman. I think Scott Pierce just like the elderly version of Paul Heyman, 90 years old.
Well,
Mr.
Pierce is a lot younger than 90 years of age. He could probably still whoop your ass. So we're just going to leave that one alone. And calling him Paul Heyman, I'm sure he'll take that as what it is, a great compliment. Now, with that said, we do have more callers here waiting in the queue, so we're going to go ahead and move on here. So with that said, last four digits, caller 0906. You're on SCW Radio. Who we got?
Hello there, buddy, old pal, boss of mine, Mr. Van. This is your wonderful, I heard my name called, Mr. Kevin Anderson. How we doing tonight, buddy?
Well, you know what? It's the first time I've actually heard you acknowledge me as your boss, so that's a good step. I'm feeling better already. I'm sure you just heard. We've been talking about something that you and I are heavily involved in at WrestleFest. Yourself, along with your co-general manager, Brian White, going to be in TJ Boss's corner. Myself, along with my assistant, Scott Pierce, going to be in Ben Wright's corner. I'm sure you've got something to say about that. So, floor is yours. Go right ahead.
I'm sitting back and I'm listening. You'll find I'm hearing Wyman here. You know, I don't go for anything Wyman says. Don't get me wrong. He's a fan. He's going to say what he wants to say. But for me and my co-GM being in the corner of TJ, we're just there to make sure things go right. You know, because you and Mr. Pierce, that just seems just too odd for me. You know, I think y'all got something up your sleeve. I don't know what it is. I can't point my finger on it, but I know you do.
Well, let me stop you right there and ask you a question. What do you mean when you say make sure this match goes right?
I just want to make sure you don't get involved, that Mr. Pierce don't get involved, or any other, you know, underhanded stuff that you might have get involved too. I'm just there as a spectator to stand in the corner to support TJ during this match.
Well, you know what, Mr. Anderson, I'm just going to tell you like it is, man. You are the general manager of this company. I did not make that decision. I did not assign you as general manager of this company. I did not assign your co-general manager to his position. I did not sign off on Dean Richards becoming number one contender and eventually winning that championship. I did not sign off on rehiring the boss. You two have single-handedly ruined my plan for this company. And my plan for this company was going to end in absolute glory, and you two have ruined it. Now, at CyberSlam, I have taken the steps necessary to get things back on track, and WrestleFest, my creation, my show, the biggest event of the year, is going to cement those things. Sorry to tell you there, Kevin, but after WrestleFest 7, this place is going to be a whole lot different. TJ Boss won't be here anymore. When that's said and done, Dean Richards won't be the heavyweight champion. And then when that's said and done, after WrestleFest, I'm going to be looking at yourself and Brian White for a, let's just say, job evaluation, if you catch my drift.
Right. Okay. Okay, Mr. Van, Boss, whatever. The board, the council appointed me as the new GM. You know, they didn't like the way you was doing things, how you've been doing things in the past. They just brought me in to oversee a little bit, to kind of even things out. And they allowed me to bring in my co-GM, Brian White. I also brought back TJ Boss. So, I just don't get what's the main problem here with TJ being in this company.
TJ Boss made a decision at Blaze of Glory. He made a decision that he was going to leave this company to head for greener pastures. And when things didn't work out, He came begging back, and he knew he couldn't get my ear, so he got your ear. That's what it boils down to. You have brought back this company a cancer, a turncoat. TJ Boss isn't SCW. TJ Boss is out for himself. And I do appreciate you calling me boss earlier because I'm the only real boss in this damn company. So that is
okay.
My problem with TJ Boss. That right there is my problem with TJ Boss.
Okay, I understand that. But still, why do you want to call TJ the cancer? I mean, he's been here from step one, and I just don't get it. I mean, bottom line is, I'm here to make sure things go right. Whether we see eye to eye or not, I believe SCW is going to be one of the greatest wrestling companies around today. TJ is there. He's going. Whether he wins or loses, he's still going to be there, whether you like it or you don't like it. I'm going to be still co-GM. Brian White's still going to be GM. So, really and truly, but I get your point. You are the boss, bottom line. But this little evaluation, what can you possibly evaluate about your GMs?
Well, I'll put it to you like this. You started out fantastically by saying this company is going to be great. It is. It's only going to continue to grow and become bigger. And then you messed it all up when you said TJ Boss should be here. He deserves to be here. Look, if everybody wants to just forget that TJ Boss is out for himself, if everyone just wants to forget that and forgive him, that's fine. That's on you. But I, unfortunately, do not have that luxury. I am the owner of this company, and I have to look out to what not best for TJ Boss, not best for co-general managers, not best for anybody, what's best for this company. And whether you want to admit it or not, I know the fans love TJ, and I know it gives you all a warm little sensation in the cockles of your heart for TJ Boss to come out and slap high fives with everybody, but unfortunately, he's not what's best for this company. This company is my project. This company is my baby, you might say. And I'll be damned if I'm going to have TJ Boss come into my company and starve my child out. That's what's happening. And you can say that TJ will be here after WrestleFest all you want to, but like I've said, this match isn't just a win-loss scenario for TJ Boss. Ben Wright has assured me he's not going to just beat TJ. He is going to eliminate TJ Boss. And when he does, Ben Wright will become number one contender for the title. And if my predictions go as I see them, we're going to be looking at one hell of a main event in November when Ben Wright takes on the new SCW heavyweight champion, Anderson Strong. That's what I'm looking for in this company. Unfortunately, yourself and Bron White are looking for some very soft individuals who like to show sportsmanship, as you call it. That's not what we need here. We need hard-hitting competition.
So what you're saying is, that TJ and Dean Richards and Jackson Carter are not hard-hitting people to be in this company. Is that what you're trying to say? I'm not. What is it? I'm not good enough for this company. Brian White's not good enough to be in this company. Is that what you're saying, Mr. Van?
I'm saying that the actions, the aforementioned people you just said have shown, lead me to believe that you're not ready to be a part of my vision for SCW Entertainment. You all are too soft, and for some reason, you just don't get it. The next level at SCW Entertainment is about beating your opponent's ass and having no remorse whatsoever. You know, if you want me to answer your question, just look at Dean Richards, our SCW heavyweight champion, who at CyberSlam picked his fallen challenger for his title up and shook his hand. Dean never once took into consideration that Josh Ramsey was trying to take what was most precious to him, that heavyweight championship, and he picks him up and shakes his hand after the match. That's not a champion that I want to promote. I want to promote a champion that is going to continue the attack after the bell, a champion that understands that title belt is the crowning jewel of this company. And people like yourself and Dean Richards and TJ Boss and et cetera aren't prepared for my vision of what this company is going to be. And that's all, point blank, period.
Josh Ramirez was picked by the fans, Dean Richards at CyberSlam. It was one hell of a match, and that – after the match, that was a show of silent respect. That's all that was. You just want somebody that you can control, is what it is. You can't, when you ain't got it your way, it's either your way or nobody's way, the way I see it. I'm just here to make sure, yeah, I know that's what you want. That's what you want. It should be, you think it, the world evolves around Sean Vann.
Does it
not? You know, that's, well, you think this company should be just Sean Vann. Sean can run it like he wants it to be ran. You know, but the council appointed me to be GM. I'm going to be GM as long as because I love this business. You know, I started doing this, and I came back to it. I've watched you try to destroy this company with whoever you want to put out. You just throw them out there, and you try to just demolish this company. I'm here to make sure TJ gets a fair shake and all of this. Brian White's going to be there. I'm going to be there. You're going to be there. It's going to be, the fans going to see a hell of a match between Miss and TJ Boss. But it needs to go right down the middle, bottom line.
Well, you know,
I see. I know you got some of you. I know you up to something, Mr. Man. I just, in my mind, in my heart, I just feel like you're up to something.
Well, see,
but
that's
gonna be
kind
important.
Of where you offend me, Kevin. I have said absolutely nothing to make yourself or anyone else out there believe that there would be any kind of handedness going on in this match. Myself and Scott Pierce are there only to ensure that you two don't get involved, because I know two don't want to see Ben Wright as the number one contender of the SCW Heavyweight Championship. So don't even try to push that off on me.
We want to see the top man as number one contender. Is what we want. Whether it's Ben Wright, whether it's TJ Boss, whether it's Mr. Hager, Mr. Murdoch, or whoever it may be, we want to see the best man for the match. Hey, Dean, very well, he might well lose the championship at WrestleFest. It's very well possible. Anderson is a top contender, you know, it's very well, but we want to see the man that actually can tote this company. Maybe Mr. Wright can. And no doubt in my head, probably can. Maybe TJ can. Maybe Mr. Anderson. Nobody knows.
Well,
I'm just
going to
be in the corner as a spectator. You can, whatever. I mean, I am here in this company because I love this business, like I said before. Going to be in the corner. I'm just going to make sure things go right. Mr. White, going to make sure things go right. That's all it is. To watch you and Mr. Pierce, because I just know something's going to happen. I just know it is. I can feel the fans know it. But we'll see something up
I'm sure you do. You're all psychics now, but let me ask you one question. We've already gone into after call here. So let me ask you a question, and then we will go ahead and start getting everybody's closing thoughts this week. Yourself and Brian White have stated on many occasions, and this is a question that not only I want to know the answer to personally, but a lot of individuals out there want to know the answer to this question as well. You've stated on this very radio broadcast that yourself and your co-general manager, Brian White, are there to ensure that myself and Mr. Pierce do not get involved. Here's my question. What are yourself and Mr. White going to do should Mr. Pierce and I get involved? I'm really interested to hear what your plans are.
That's what we can do. We're just there to make sure y'all don't get involved. Bottom line. And if you do get involved, then maybe I'll have to get involved.
That's very interesting.
Yes, it is very interesting. Remember, even though it's been over 15 years since I've been at Square Circle, I still have some fight in me. So don't let me fool you. Mm-hmm. Clean match. I want a good match between Mr. Wright and Mr. Boss. Bottom line.
Well, I thank you for that answer there, Mr. Anderson, and I'm going to let the SCW Council know ahead of time that you have already made threats to put your hands on me. So I'm going to go ahead and let them know that. And that little job evaluation we were talking about, I guess I got a basis for it now, don't I?
That's no threat. That's no threat to nobody. You take it like you see it. If you think it's a threat, be my guest, take it as a threat. But that's no threat. I'm not threatening nobody. Bottom line, I'm not threatening you. I'm not threatening Mr. Pierce. I'm not threatening nobody. I'm not like that. I don't do threats. bottom line. But you're going to take it the way you see it.
Let's go ahead and start the wrapping up process here. And since we've been discussing what we've been discussing, I'm going to go ahead, Kevin, and let you have your closing thoughts on this week's episode of SCW Radio, 25 days away from WrestleFest 7. Go ahead.
25 days away, WrestleFest 7. TJ Voss versus Ben Wright. Mr. Van, Mr. Pierce. It hit Mr. Wright's corner. GM's and TJ's corner. It's going to be one hell of a match. You know, hope it goes the way we think it's going to go, but never know. But WrestleFest 7, new champion or no champion will be crowned. It's going to be one hell of a show. And I'll leave it at that. So we'll see y'all at WrestleFest 7.
All right, and unfortunately, we're going to let the Wide Load over here, if he's still with us. Are you there, Wide Load? You want to give us your 2 cents, your closing thoughts this week?
My closing thought is be there at WrestleFest 7, TJ versus Ben Wright, and you, I got a question for you, Sean, man.
Oh, God. Go ahead.
If you and Scott Pierce stick your nose in the business, y'all might go to the hospital. Y'all say y'all want to hurt people after the bell.
What is your point?
You, the guy that type that love violence and brutality, that's what you and Pierce loves.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely
do. You just want to make the company the better place, that's all.
Violence
your way, you selfish as hell.
And that would make this company better. And you can't say it wouldn't. So we're done, Wide Load. There you go. You got your answer. You got your statements in there. Like I said, each and every time I let you on this radio broadcast, I regret it, and I still do this time. So, ladies and gentlemen, with that said, one more time, let's talk about it before we wrap this week's edition of SCW Radio up. Just for anyone out there who may have missed the top of the show, we're talking about WrestleFest 7, guys, 25 days away, Saturday, October 24th, 3 o'clock p.m., we're going to be at Burton Center's Miracle League Field at 2506 Highway 72, 221 East in Greenwood, South Carolina, 29649 for the biggest event in the calendar year for SCW Entertainment, the 7th annual WrestleFest, guys. We have cut ticket prices. You can't beat the value of SCW Entertainment's WrestleFest 7 this year's $5. That's it for all ages. Above 5 years old, $5 to get into the event. Kids 5 and under get in absolutely free. Concessions will be on sale. SCW merchandise will be on sale. A Halloween costume contest for the kids with prizes going to be going down during intermission. So, kids, remember to wear your Halloween costumes. So many big things going to be added to this event coming in the next several days and weeks, so keep your eyes and ears peeled. But with that said, three matches that have already been announced, and a fourth that has been quasi-announced. We're going to talk about those really quickly before we wrap it up. The Professor Murdoch, Jackson Carter, one-on-one, loser leaves SCW. Also, as announced earlier in this broadcast, Cat Daddy will be making his very first defense of the SCW Internet Championship, and it will not be an easy one, as he will face not one, not two, but three other challengers in a four-man ladder match for the SCW Internet Championship. Those three men to be named very soon. Keep your eyes and ears peeled to SCW Entertainment social media. Also, we've been talking about this one at great length, a lot on the line here. Ben Wright to be accompanied to the ring by the owner and promoter of SCW Entertainment, yours truly, the voice of SCW, Sean Van, and my assistant, Scott Pierce, to face TJ Boston in his corner, the co-general managers of SCW Entertainment, unfortunately, Brian White and Kevin Anderson. This one's going to be a brawl, and the number one contendership to the SCW Heavyweight Championship hanging in the balance. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, the main event, the SCW Heavyweight Championship, is on the line, as Mean Dean Richards makes a title defense against the 6'8" giant Anderson Strong. Already four huge matches announced for this big event, and there are more coming every single day. So, guys, ladies and gentlemen, SCW fans, you can't miss this one. Best ticket in town, hottest ticket in town come October 24th. If you are in the area, you need to be at Burton Center's Miracle League Field for WrestleFest 7. And with that said, guys, I do want to thank everyone for calling in. Whether we had a great conversation or not, I want to thank everyone out there for listening, and I want to remind everyone that we will be back next Wednesday, same time, same place, 6:30 p.m. right here at Blog Talk Radio for another edition of SCW Radio. So until then, guys, I am your host, Sean Van, signing off.